few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Side Hustle School. I'm Chris Guillebeau. Now, yesterday, I told you this story about a guy named Steven who created an app. And in the preface to that story, I said, you know, to hustle successfully, you don't have to go out and acquire new specialized or highly technical skills. And in fact, it's usually much better if you just start by looking at the skills you already have and then see how they can be applied outside of your day job. Now, most of the stories you'll hear on the show use this model. In episode 3, you heard about Sarah Kaczynski, who started a manufacturing business making custom printed candy hearts. Her background was in marketing. She'd never done manufacturing or anything at all related to this new hustle. But as I said at the time, her greatest skill was resourcefulness. She was able to figure things out, and that led to a six-figure hustle. So just keep this in mind as you think about your own projects. It's usually much easier to figure something out than to become an expert. And also, what you're already good at can probably be put to good use in your hustle. So today's story is just like that. It's all about how a teacher uses what she knows to help other teachers save time and teach more effectively. Nearly 100 years ago, the first Waldorf educational school opened in Stuttgart, Germany. It was novel for its time, and in some ways it still is. The method encourages teachers to foster the values of imagination, and students progress according to developmental stages in addition to the usual classroom grades. Since then, the Waldorf model has spread all over the world, with thousands of schools operating in more than 60 countries. Meredith Floyd Preston is a proud Waldorf teacher in Oregon, and for years has immersed herself in studying and developing the most effective curriculum for her students. She's also been a reliable resource for other teachers, especially new ones who aren't used to this novel approach that Waldorf requires. All of this hard work led Meredith to an observation. Designing custom lessons takes a lot of time. A big part of the Waldorf approach is that the teacher prepares curriculum herself or himself, rather than teaching from a textbook. But for busy teachers, this can be incredibly time-consuming and tedious. Looking for ways to lighten this workload, Meredith noticed that a few curriculum resources were available for purchase, but only by schools, not individual teachers. Now, furthermore, the Waldorf method was becoming increasingly popular within the homeschooling movement, but homeschooling parents didn't usually have the same training that credentialed instructors did, and they had even less access to resources. Meredith had been searching for a side hustle. As an active knitter and web designer in her spare time, she was good at working on multiple projects at once. Helping fellow teachers save time and teach better was not only a worthy goal, she thought, but it might also be a profitable one. Deciding on the right approach required some analysis. She thought about offering consulting or coaching sessions, but that didn't seem feasible. Teachers are busy people, which is why they need help. But Meredith was busy too. And she also thought about creating a live workshop, which sounded good, but then the profit potential would be low, since she could only be in one place at one time. A third option, creating curriculum guides for online purchase, was the most attractive. These guides would be low priced, so she wouldn't earn much on any particular sale, but once they were complete and uploaded, whatever she earned would be nearly all profit. She decided to go for it. After writing her guides and compiling them in a simple PDF format, she put them online and quietly let people know they were available. When the initial response proved positive, she began to look at creating a series of planning documents for sale, another project that would require work on the front end, but then be available for purchase at any time, with no further work required from her. In short, Meredith had found an approach that was both feasible and profitable. Because new teachers are coming on board with the Waldorf approach each year, there's a virtually inexhaustible supply of customers. And for Meredith herself, this side project was the perfect match. So when we think about what we can learn from this story, Maybe the first question is, how did she identify the need? How did she know this was a problem that needed a solution? Well, Meredith had the need herself. Teachers always have to spend a lot of time preparing. And in this particular education system, there's even more of a burden on teachers because they're not supposed to teach from the textbook. I took a quick peek at her website, awaldorfjourney.com, and I really like how Meredith explains the mission of her project. On her About page, it says, "This site chronicles my experiences and adventures in teaching. I've put together block-by-block guides for the Waldorf sessions I've taught to my students. They're pretty straightforward and practical, and lots of people have raved about them. I'm happy to share them with you." So I really like this style of, hey, I'm one of you. I'm an experienced teacher. I know how this works, and I have something that's going to help you. I have something that's going to make your life easier. So right from the start, she identifies with the intended audience, and she builds trust by pointing out her own story, as well as the guides she's created. So maybe the other observation is, when something's working, look for other opportunities. When I asked Meredith what was next, that's when she mentioned expanding to help teachers with planning documents. Teachers are busy. She's also becoming a trusted authority. So people who've purchased her curriculum guides are a natural fit to purchase something else. Now, I also asked if Meredith had any wrap-up advice for us, and she said, "For me, the number one thing was to learn to schedule a bit of time every week to work on the hustle. I've sometimes gone months without even thinking about my website or business, and I think it would be more successful if I had dedicated time more consistently." So I completely agree with that perspective and philosophy. Small amounts of time on an ongoing basis are usually much, much better than trying to save everything for 1 or 2 days a month. It usually takes a bit of reactivation to jump back into something, which is why it's so much better to say, okay, every day, 20 minutes, or if I miss a day, that's okay, I'm going to get back to it. But it is going to be consistent, it is going to be regular, and that's how I'm going to see success. Well, it may not happen exactly like that for you. But if you listen to these stories, you take action on the lessons, you will see results over time, just like Meredith did. Remember, inspiration is good, but inspiration combined with action is so much better. So I hope you do one thing today to get closer to working on that side hustle, and I will see you tomorrow. I'm Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.